This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, March 25th. God's word to you today is head sheep. Our scripture reading is taken from Daniel 6:24, and it says, "Then the king gave orders to arrest the men who had maliciously accused Daniel. He had them thrown into the lion's den, along with their wives and children. The lions leaped on them and tore them apart before they even hit the floor of the den." We have to be very careful about our alliances and the choices we make. It was the fathers alone that took a stand against God and against Daniel. It was the fathers alone that took a step. But when the punishment came, their wives and children were thrown into the lion's den with them. Women, if your husband is behaving like a vagabond, it is in your best interest to ensure that he does not follow others to plot against or formulate negative reports about Daniel. Some people are Daniels. When other people come against them, those people and their families are destined for the lion's den. Women, you be the Abigail. Please read 1 Samuel 25 and warn him against that course of action. If he insists on going against Daniel, go behind him and settle with Daniel, David, or King Darius, as the case may be. That was what Abigail did, and her life was preserved. Secondly, it shows the power of headship. Your husband is your head, which means that it is in your own interest that it is well with him. If it is well with him, it is well with you. If you think that it will be well with you, if it is not well with him, you are deceiving yourself. I know this is very sobering for women, but it is also deeply instructive for men because it puts you face to face with the responsibility of headship. Now to the single ladies, be careful who you marry, because as his destiny goes, so will yours. I'm sure every woman, single or married, wants to know what she can do in such situations. The main thing you can do, if you're already married, is to go on your knees and pray. But if you are not yet married, then you are better positioned. Be careful. If love is the only thing you are basing your decision to marry him on, love alone is not enough. It is so sobering that the man alone took a step and his entire family paid for it. That was how it worked, particularly in those times, because the king knows that if he kills the father alone, the son can rise up to take revenge. So in a bid to protect himself, the king would rather wipe out the entire family. It is a very huge thing. So ladies, that is why you have to pray for your husband. Pray like your life depends on it, because it actually does. Pray that it will be well with him. It is only a foolish woman that will think it is a case of, "I told you so." Guess what? It is going to affect both of you. That is how it works. In marriage, it is rise together or fall together. I pray that you will keep rising in Jesus' name. Amen. As a man, the best thing is to follow Jesus' leading. Be his sheep. Let us pray. Father, I pray that my spouse will not judge by the sight of the eyes or the hearing of the ears, but that he will be led and ruled by your Spirit alone. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website www.gfhlive.tv for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.